From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The New York Yankees are mourning the death of owner George Steinbrenner this morning at the age of 80. He had a heart attack at his home in Tampa and was rushed to the hospital. Steinbrenner is being remembered for managing to turn a struggling sports franchise into a $1.6 billion empire. He came to be known as the boss, tough on his players, and as we hear from this 1987 interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, having no doubts about what he wanted from the Yankees.
I don't really care whether they like me. I like them to respect me, and sometimes that doesn't happen. What I try to do is instill a sense of discipline in my players, a mental toughness and a discipline. I don't want players going out there and being treated like heroes if they don't act like heroes.
Steinbrenner demanded results, and he got them. Under his watch since 1973, the Yankees won 7 World Series titles and 11 American League pennants. BP plans to run a test today in the Gulf of Mexico that NPR's Richard Harris tells us could stop the flow of oil from its blown-out well for the first time in 12 weeks.
BP has installed a new cap on the top of its blown-out well, and the company plans to close the valves in that cap later today. It's part of a test that could last from 6 hours to 2 days or more. They're trying to figure out whether the undersea well is strong enough to hold the pressure from the oil and gas. It's possible that the 13,000-foot deep well is badly damaged somewhere deep beneath the surface of the sea, and if it is, BP will open the valves again in order to prevent further deterioration. At that point, oil would flow back into the ocean, at least until the company can ramp up its ability to capture it and process it on ships at the scene. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Israeli bulldozers raised 3 unfinished structures this morning, calling into question the continuation of the U.S.-led peace talks. From Jerusalem, Shira Frankel has the story.
Several unfinished buildings in East Jerusalem were destroyed this morning by Israeli officials who said that the structures had been built illegally. But while Israel claimed that the buildings were unoccupied, Palestinian media reported that Bassam Essawi, a contractor, had spent his own funds to build and inhabit one part of the building. He told local Arabic radio that he had been forced to build illegally. Because the Jerusalem municipality had a long-standing practice of denying permits to Arab contractors while supporting Jewish building projects. Israel had quietly stopped housing demolitions last October as part of confidence-building measures meant to encourage peace talks. The United States is currently mediating those talks and has encouraged Israel to avoid taking steps like demolitions that could threaten the negotiations. There was no response from U.S. embassy officials or from negotiators directly involved with peace talks. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.
Dow's up more than 150 points to 10,372. This is NPR News. The youngest detainee at Guantanamo Bay says he plans to boycott his upcoming trial in August. In a hearing at the U.S. War Crimes Court at the base, Canadian Omar Khadr says he rejected a plea deal that would have gotten him out of prison in 5 years if he admitted to killing a U.S. soldier during a 2002 battle. Khadr called the deal a sham. He has accused the government of coercion and torture when he was imprisoned as a minor. Khadr had just turned 16 when he was sent to Guantanamo. 3 British troops are dead and 4 others wounded after an Afghan soldier turned on them with a rocket-propelled grenade and other weapons. It was the second time in 8 months that coalition troops have been attacked by an Afghan ally. From London, Larry Miller reports the alliance's Secretary General is warning against open discussion of timetables for withdrawing from Afghanistan.
Anders Fogh Rasmussen says Western leaders must not set timetables. They should insist troops will remain for as long as necessary. Interviewed by London's Daily Telegraph newspaper, Rasmussen says the Taliban follow the political debate in NATO countries and will intensify their attacks if they believe it'll weaken public support for the war. The NATO Secretary General was speaking after meeting with British Prime Minister David Cameron, who says he wants most UK troops out of Afghanistan within 5 years. President Obama has said U.S. forces will start withdrawing in a year, and other NATO countries have also indicated plans to pull out. Rasmussen says withdrawing too soon leaves the West facing a greater risk from Al-Qaeda and instability in a nuclear-armed Pakistan. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
U.S. stocks still rising. Dow's now up 155 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.